Shalom to the saints of God. You are welcome to Daily Devotion. It is a wonderful opportunity to fellowship together again today. This is the day the Lord has made and we are glad in it. Shall we pray? Father, I pray that you release upon us heavenly illumination that will be able to comprehend things out of your word. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will open our eyes of spiritual understanding that we might know the strategies of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. By the grace of God, we are continuing our sharing on the strategies of the devil. In the previous day's sharing, we identified three major strategies used by the devil to attack the believers. We mentioned strategies like isolation, entanglement, and distraction. Don't forget the saying, if you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. So, knowing the enemy's strategies enables you to take the offensive in spiritual warfare. The importance of information, especially about the enemy's strategies, can never be overemphasized in spiritual warfare. Let us consider some other strategies today. The first one we shall consider is what I call strategic deception. I would like us to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. It reads, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening or grievous wolves." A wolf in sheep's clothing is symbolic for someone who outwardly looks harmless and kind with good intentions, but inwardly is full of hate, evil, and deceit. May the Lord deliver us from wolves in sheep's clothing. Our enemy, like a wolf in sheep's clothing, can seek to gain a strategic advantage by resort to deception. So beware of the strategic deception of the enemy. He's just like a wolf in sheep's clothing. And it takes spirituality to identify a wolf in sheep's clothing. There are many of them among you, but by their fruit, you can identify them. Deception is a terrible tool, a terrible strategy of the enemy. For when the enemy comes to deceive, he will come to the fold just like the ordinary sheep in the fold. In fact, because of the outward appearance that look like that of sheep, the identity may be difficult to identify such one among other sheep. Takes the help of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, brethren, let us beware. Let us watch out, for we can only identify them by their fruit, not by their appearances. May the Lord secure the sheep among wolves in Jesus' name. Let us look at another strategy. I call this one seduction. To seduce is to lure or entice away from duty, principles, or proper conduct. In fact, seduction is one of the oldest strategies used by the devil. If we flash back to what happened in the Garden of Eden, you will rightly agree with me that it is an old strategy. Eve was seduced or beguiled by Satan through the serpent. Apostle Paul warned the Corinthians about this strategy in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. It reads, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Verse 3, "But I fear lest by enemies, as the serpent beguiled or seduced Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Oh, Paul was so concerned about the church of God. And he was warning them, and that they need not to be deceived. They should not get themselves corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. They should not enter into another gospel. They should not allow those seducers, because there were seducers, there were preachers that were seducing even the brethren. Just like serpents seduced Eve. Just as Eve was seduced by the serpent before the consummation of her marriage with Adam, Satan is still using some of these seducers today, that leading people away from the truth. We need to be aware of doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to seduce the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. There are so many seducers today. They found their ways into the local assemblies of saints. They are not easily identified, except you are a preacher also. They come with so many wrong teachings, wrong doctrines, and they have the seducer spirit working with them in order to seduce believers. Look at what Balaam, a sorcerer, Balaam, a soothsayer, who knows the way of even other prophets. He knows the ways of reaching to God. He could pray. He could do some other things to get things known, to have understanding in the realm of the spirit. Yet, he was a seducer. Satan has sent many Balaams to the assembly of the saints, I mean the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, so to seduce them with false doctrines. And now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. That is what Paul was telling Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Many are departing from the faith. Why? Because they've given heed to the seducing spirits. There are many men today that have been anointed to bring about another gospel, deceiving many and deceiving themselves. And many have followed their ways and they've departed from the faith. Remember, we are to fight the good fight of faith. May the Lord help us that we will not allow anything whatsoever, we will not listen to these seducers, we will not permit the seducing spirits to operate amidst us. The Spirit of God that is leading us in the battle is equipping the saints with the knowledge of this strategy of the enemy. It is important we take note of the prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ found in Mark chapter 13, verse 22. It reads, "For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." Can we see? Through signs and wonders, these false Christ, false anointed ones at this end time, we get many seduced and take them out of the faith. Brethren, we need to be aware of this. We need to be very sensitive and don't be carried away by their signs and wonders. Finally, my fellow soldiers in the army of our Lord Jesus Christ, beware of ministers that are speaking like serpents, speaking like Balaams, with false anointing. There are many around us. But I believe when we give room for the Holy Spirit and we listen to the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and we sit at his feet, being taught daily, we shall always escape the attack of the enemy. Brethren, I have one more day to anchor this daily fellowship of the saints. And by the grace of God, we shall conclude the week daily devotion tomorrow, looking at the weapons of our warfare after knowing some of the strategies of the devil. May God Almighty equip our spirit man to fight the good fight of it. Amen. So we shall meet again tomorrow to conclude this week daily devotion. And I pray the Lord God Almighty will spare our lives. And at the end, all glory will return back to God. God bless you all. Amen.